men, like these old grandmas from like the middle of Kentucky, would go a bus drive to New York to play those slot machines. And he was saying
What?
like the 70-year-olds will be helping the 80-year-olds to get off the bus. And like they're and he was saying that they just came through on this bus ride for like hours to literally feed a robot coins, but they look extremely happy.
Yeah.
Like they're extremely happy to do this extremely vile activity. And
Yeah.
so and so and Louis C.K. was like, one time, the first time that he saw Trump, he was like, he was waiting for an elevator, it opens, and then Trump comes in with like his people, and he was saying, I looked at his face and he looked miserable. He looks so miserable. He's like, just want to have more money. Because unless I have like 20 billion, I won't be happy.
Yeah.
He's looking for that thing where, like, maybe he's imagining in his head that a certain amount of money would give him ideal happiness. But, and then on the other hand, these women who probably had like $100 in their account, right? And just was spending all of that money, were almost with this attitude that, oh my God, you look sad. Here, you can have my $100.
Oh
Is
my
that going to make you
God.
happy?
It happens time and time again. It happens time and time again. I mean, everyone says you go to like Nigeria and this kid's been like, doo, doo, doo,
Yeah,
doo,
yeah.
doo. I mean, money definitely doesn't buy happiness, but then there's this, that's one side, but then the
But
other.
apparently, according to this, it impedes happiness. So if you're richer, you're less likely to be
I
happy,
believe that. I
in a
believe that too.
sense.
I believe that too, but then tell that, there's that on one side, and then tell that to the, you know,
It's the
black
poor
guy in
people.
America that's on food stamps that can't get a job. It's like, you know, it's funny because they might be both as unhappy as each other, which is insane to think. And that might be very true. The poor guy might be happier than Trump, but you can't say he's not going through the more hardship. So it's like,
Maybe,
it's
yeah.
really, it's really strange, you know? And like I said, I'm not in, when I said thousands, I'm not in the double digits thousands. I mean like well under 10 grand thousand.
Yes,
And
I realized that.
yeah,
Also,
and
for
I,
your audience, just like Miss Love isn't bowling.
yeah, just, no, but just.
Miss Love is now comfortable.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I guess it's this mix of what you want in life, and the money should get you that. So, my girlfriend loves shopping, like most girls. Sorry to generalize, but they do love it, and that's fine, whatever. And she loves like buying. She just buys a lot of clothes and a lot of crap, and she likes food, and I spend money on food too, and blah blah blah. But my main thing is like obviously like make her happy, and then also the band project. That's about it. And also traveling, because I haven't traveled for ages, and I really want to go again. And I think I'm going to Japan this year, which I'm stoked about. But that's a big deal. So like, but other than that, and other than this imaginary sense of security that kind of makes me feel a little bit sick for some reason, this idea of saving for this unknown future. I don't know. And I will do it because I have to, but it makes me just feel like strange. But apart from those things, it's like, what else do you need money for? And billionaires, I mean, their whole life was tailored towards, their passion in life is making money. So if that's all you have, the money's meaningless. It's about the pursuit of making the money. Unfortunately, for them, really. You know, most people have these other goals, and the money is a means to the goals. I mean, dude, sometimes I wish that I didn't have any creative pursuits and that I could just save because.
No, you drain yourself, man. That's one of the best things about being creative, where like whatever you're going through in life, at least your creation will give you that temporary like that little boost of joy.
I know, I wouldn't trade it for the world, but sometimes I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, it'd be interesting to be on the other side, but yeah, it's an interesting perspective, you know. And it's really not fair that a billionaire can be upset with money, with having, with they're unhappy and making tons and tons of money. It's like, and that's his symbol of power. It's like, do you understand how much that could help? And Trump has given to charities, I'm pretty sure, but like, do you understand how much that could help other people, especially if there's if it's zeros on a page, which is what it is. It's just a number is a number.
Yeah.
If you just were to knock off three of those zeros, let's say $3 billion, and it had such a small effect on you, if it had zero effect on your life, actually, if you were so rich that if you knocked that off, that it would incrementally rise that much in a few months because of the interest, like you said, richness helps richness. If that happened, how could you not just give that to someone? It doesn't make any sense. It's just like, it's actually dumb. Like, dude, it's so selfish. Like
Bill Gates and...
he gives a lot to charity, right?
Yeah, because otherwise he'd go crazy. That's his meaning. If he doesn't give to charity, because man, he's got like, he's about to have $100 billion. $100 billion. There's no way you can spend that
money. Did he even deserve that? PCs suck. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, so that's his
yeah, that's his meaning of life.
Well, that's good that he can do that, but I mean, and that's great because he can give it away and help, but like,
no, it's not great. Why does one guy get to have $100 billion?
No, it's not great. It's not great. It's not great.
And then these other guys that he needs to decide on to help to find his meaning of life.
Yeah, it's not great.
It should be.
It's brutal.
You don't get to decide who gets to be rich. We tell you what to fucking do. Man, you know what?
But that's straight communism, isn't it?
Well, I don't give a shit. Actually, Athenian democracy. Actually,
because I'm not for that. But yeah.
Yeah, I know you're not.
Yeah.
Don't be too afraid of the word.
Okay.
But, okay, so... Athenian democracy was the aristocrats loved elections. They wanted to go for elections every time because they knew that a person who's like the best orator or the sickest at debates will win elections and then they can serve our purpose. What they hated and what the poor people of Athens went for was almost a lucky draw. That's where the idea of jury comes from. So you know how jury is like a random roll call for people?
Yeah.
That's where it came from.
Right.
The idea of being in getting a position of authority from sheer luck and probability. The reason why it was sheer luck and probability was because it was highly probable that you're going to be a poor man. Right?
Right.
It was highly unlikely that you were going to be a rich person. So the law of probability would basically force these poor people to form government because of the sheer number, and they would actually help carry on democracy, right? And the aristocrats loved elections.
Because they served their interests.
Because it served their interests. They could just manipulate it. They could not manipulate probability. So the point of all of this was that was the essence of democracy. They had figured it out much better than we have. So essentially, we don't need people like Bill Gates to make it. Like, it's great that he's doing it, but like, we don't need people like him to make that decision of helping others all over the world because of this insane wealth they have and almost to find a meaning for their life. What we need is that we need a system where we can regulate this before it actually concentrates this much. So even with
there should be a cap on richness. Like, and I'm not talking people with $30 billion should be capped. Fine, let them fucking be. But maybe 50 to 100 billion. Let's start capping. Like, if someone's... I don't know how you could judge that, equate that, because someone might be like, well, I need 6,000 yachts. Fine. Whatever. But there is a... I can guarantee there's a law, like a social law, that justifies how much one person can quantify buying and owning and experience, right? So if someone says, I want a super yacht, fine. Like, let's say someone owns a fucking island, 6 yachts, and statistically it's an impossibility for them to ever not be in eternal interest. Cap that shit. They're just zeros. There's people dying on the streets for a zero, for a numerical sign on a fucking digital screen. That's insane. Like, not insane, it's actually fucking crime against humanity.
Yeah.
Because someone can justify that. And I'm not talking... Again, I'm talking about island owners, and that's being a little bit too fair. It should be a little bit lower, too. I mean, it should be, you know... And it shouldn't all just go.
You're going too soft.
I'm going too soft.
No, but like, it's even the capping. I don't care.
It shouldn't go to governments, though. I just want to say, it shouldn't go to governments either. Because fuck governments.
That's where we disagree. Who the hell is going to regulate all of this if the government can't be involved? That's the thing. The government should be Well, what is democracy? Aristotle essentially described it as the authority of the poor, because they will obviously be in larger numbers. So if you're basically depending on whatever the population is, there would be more poor people, so the poor people will form government. That doesn't happen, though. Because we don't do it properly.
I agree, we don't do it properly. I agree with you. It should be the scrounge of the last hope. It should be people in power. First of all, their wages are too fucking high. But if there was people in there, like that, I don't know, governor of president somewhere in South America, makes insane amounts of money and just donates it all and lives in a shack with, like, no shoes. And obviously that's an extreme example. But what I'm saying is, like...
Warren Buffett.
But what I'm saying is, like, it needs to be... Yeah, the problem is, ideally, poor people should be representing poor people in parliament. That never happens. Then the problem would be fine. Then I'd say, yeah, give it to the fucking government. But if you taxed billionaires and gave it to the government now...
What if...
They take... It gets siphoned off into bureaucratic institutions. The money dissolves. It dissolves into bullshit, into crap. It's never put into infrastructure. It's never put into schools, which that isn't doesn't even help. It's certainly never. It certainly never helps the needy, like the disabled, and like the inherently. Sure, there's a small population of people that are just lazy, but there's a lot of them that are stuck in this economic hamster wheel of poverty. Those are the people that need to be helped. But until you change government, and until you get people in that aren't corporate politicians, then it's never going to change. And I'll never trust governments until that does happen. And I don't just mean liberals. Labour has the same fucking issue. They'll just siphon off to their shitty bureaucratic institutions.
Yeah, look, I agree with that because that's always happened. So you have like a historical precedence to argue your point. But let me give you like a brief idea of how I think we could rework society, right?
Okay.
Let's say...
When John's not here, we get into the heavy shit.
Yeah, we get into the heavy shit. So let's say every company that exists, every corporation that exists that is above a certain level has almost like a joint account with the government. So whatever you own personally, so Bill Gates doesn't own $100 billion him personally. Like, his company is valued as much, and then which he has access to, so he has, if he wanted, he could get that sort of money.
Yeah.
But if the government has access to the private funds of companies and can actually reach onto that fund, like, basically, you know those digital zeros that you're talking about? Get one of those zeros, invest it into something that will help the most vulnerable of society.
Like renewables?
Like renewable or disabled people or like some sort of a business model
totally.
That can employ them, right? So just smart investments.
Yeah.
And that way, you don't have to pay, the private company doesn't have to pay taxes or they get tax credits from it. So we can get rid of the whole idea of lowering corporate taxes all the time.
But give the man a round of applause. Yeah. Why hasn't anyone said this? I've never heard this. Well, stop calling it. In fact, don't make it a corporate tax. Make it a corporate incentive. If you invest in disability housing, or if you invest in, I don't know, domestic abuse initiatives.
Oh, you don't get to invest. This is where we differ. Because if you do it, you'd probably just do it for the tax credits. You can show it into your books, get your rich, fancy lawyers and accountants to form it in a way that you get tax credits without actually making any difference.
Who cares?
You don't get to do that.
No.
The government will grab... It's almost...
Dude, tax credits
are... The reason why this will be extremely unpopular is because I'm asking the government to grab into the pockets of richest people.
But that's what I'm saying. If you... I disagree with you about the government thing. So I'm saying what you said first is fine. If there's incentives for corporations, to invest in, let's say, renewables,
dude, they don't give a shit about people, corporations, and it's not their fault.
Yeah,
the business is made in a sense.
The model
where,
like,
the
is like
shareholder
that.
Should get as much return as possible. Now, government might work in a bad way. I understand that you don't like it could. There's thousands of bureaucratic inefficiencies, but at least the idea of a government and the intention of it is to look after everyone, right? So you need some sort of organization that has that overreaching intention and function of helping the most vulnerable in society and give them enough power to grab onto these rich cunts and take their money.
I agree.
And then eventually give that back to them. But at least just having the access of money. In so many countries today, the governments are broke. You know how, like, every time they're saying, we just don't have enough money for healthcare. We don't have enough money for healthcare. It's not just that you don't have enough money and it'll go into an abyss. If you've got a lot of money and you invest it into healthcare, you can probably find ways to reduce the amount of money that you're spending. So more money makes things cheaper, as we said at the beginning of the podcast, right? So if you've got a lot of money, then healthcare itself would be cheaper. But the problem is we don't have that sort of money. So we need to reach into the pockets of people who do have
it. So you're saying government... bloody, what's the word? God, I'm losing it. What's the word? Fucking.
So.
Government, let's just say, I've lost my vocabulary, but government crimes, let's call it. What's the word, you know?
Yeah,
criminality or bribery, or yeah, is less of that than corporate, which is true, but, No, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I agree with you.
Because they're elected, man. At least when you pay out a politician, you've got all the rights to do it because you're, in a sense, their boss. When people pay out corporations, the corporation can easily tell them to fuck off. Like, why do you get to tell me anything that I do?
Yeah, they have
no responsibility towards
them. Yeah, they do have... Corporations do have... And obviously, they're not all like this, but a lot of them, when making money is the only factor... It can be ruthless, and a lot of them do have this sort of, they have a lot of, you know, they can get away with murder. They have concessions that are just crazy.
They just have to follow laws or find
ways to manipulate that
law. But what they don't have is an inherent, almost laid out responsibility towards the citizens.
This is the issue. This is the issue. It's not actually an issue. It's just a PR issue. Yeah. But let's say this scenario does happen. They take billions from companies that it really doesn't affect them.
Borrow. You know how they borrow from us? We borrow from them.
Oh, yeah, borrow, yeah. Borrow. Actually, fucking A. That's fine. Yeah, exactly. They get payouts. They get fucking huge loans.
Exactly. Right? Just turn that thing around.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If we
them depending on us when they fuck up.
If we
depend on them.
Yeah.
For the fucked up times that we live in.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's fine. All you'd have to do is convince like the Trumps of the world. And this is where I differ from Trump is that economically, I just don't agree with any of the shit he says. Really. Well, not any of it, but a lot of his model is wrong. It's wrong. And, like, the trickle-down bullshit, you know? Yeah. And, like, all you'd have to do is convince those guys that, listen, here's these titans of companies, you know? Corporations, titans of corporations. If we take this little... If we borrow some money from them and reinvest it into society, the system is not going to crumble. We're not going to turn into Vietnam. We're not going to turn into fucking a communist fascist state. The difference will be so small that the companies won't notice it, and on the surface, it'll barely have an effect, but it'll actually help thousands and thousands of people that really genuinely need it.
If this happens, you'll see an effect. We'll go through one of the biggest booms ever.
Do you really think that the divide is so big that it's like stifling society?
Of course.
But isn't the... Aren't half of the...
If poor people had a lot of money, they would spend that money. Poor people have a reputation of spending money.
The economy needs money to pump up, eh?
Exactly. you'll just get all of this, because a lot of this $100 billion is in idle savings.
That's what I mean. That's what pisses me off. They just sit there gaining more money.
Exactly.
And like
they just put interest on them. They're literally just.
They're just growing. They're excrementally growing.
So basically,
and it's not even a real thing.
You're sucking petrol out of a car, putting it into containers, and keeping it in your cupboard.
Yep.
Right? Instead of.
Again, not generalizing, but a lot.
No, not. You can't generalize in this. That's what corporate savings are like.
Okay.
At the same time, we live in a society, and not just in Australia. This is in America, Western Europe, most of the industrialized developed countries. You've got an incredible amount of debt, right? High levels of debt. At the same time that no one talks about, extremely high levels of savings. And they're two parallel lines that are going together. And they don't converge because there's no investment in taking some money from here to there. Because it's all private, off-the-hook money in fucking Cayman Islands.
God.
That these people have kept, right?
And Monaco, whatever it is, yeah.
And the reason why they don't put their money into the debt is because they're too shit scared. They feel that if they put their money in, they're going to lose money.
Yeah.
And this intense amounts of idle savings that they have is going to deplete. And once they have that...
Is that true, though?
Yeah, that's... Well...
But if everyone did it, then... You know, or...
Exactly. Well, that's why economics is so fucking complicated and almost not a science. Actually, it's not a science.
Because, no, of course it's not a science.
Because you get to decide...
We established that it wasn't a science in another pod, I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
exactly, right? So the thing happens is that if you feel...
It's a dartboard.
If you feel that you... By taking money from your savings and investing it into something will lose your money, just that belief enough is for it to actually happen and lose money. So it's not like the weather where you predict something and let's say I said that tomorrow it's gonna rain, right? Now in meteorology or in weather, irrespective of what my opinion was, the weather doesn't give a shit. So if it's going to rain, then it will rain. And if it doesn't rain, then my theory was wrong. But with economics, it's almost like if I say that it's going to rain tomorrow, because of me predicting it, it will rain tomorrow.
Wait, how does that work?
Because, so how markets work. Like, let's say if I'm a big
stockbroker. Oh, I understand, right? I understand.
If I'm a huge stockbroker.
You shape the market because you're so influential.
I'm influencing others.
Yeah, I understand.
So if I say it's going to crash,
I understand.
Then it may actually crash because
shit,
everyone
I never
thinks
thought about
it's
that.
Crash.
I never thought about that like that before.
Yeah, so now, businessmen believing that taking some of their money from idle savings and investing it into something will lose them money is enough for them to actually lose money.
Damn.
And you know who doesn't have this problem? The government. The government can take these bold steps. Because it... I don't know.
I get you.
And eventually, this is like literally tying it back to the first thing we said. This is our solution out of a robot world.
Where
you take that money with all of these laid off people, with these lawyers, accountants, logistic drivers,
mm-hmm.
you take that money and invest it into these people by almost maybe even giving them a universal wage. You know how there's people out on the street, wherever there's like road works or construction works, there's this one person holding like a stop sign, right?
Yeah.
That's all they do.
Yeah.
And they probably
they get
like,
paid really well.
Exactly, yeah. Right? So that job in itself is almost like a dole that we give out to people. Because it's not...
Smart. And
you can just put it up there.
And it facilitates... It incentivizes working, which incentivizes spending, which helps the economy.
Exactly. So if we take some of that money, invest it into these incredibly... this army
homeless
of layoff
people. Yeah, it's terrible.
Right? And even if
and
you
we
have
can't...
to give them money for something that they're not providing, that in itself would lead us to not go through this horrible Elysium or Matrix-like reality.
Shit. That's hectic. High five. That's crazy. I mean, you know what? I totally agree with you. I agree with you, you know? And the whole thing is, we incentivize this whole welfare state thing. I mean, everyone's like, the welfare state and people are don't want to work. And it's like give an option of work, you know? Like, fuck, like it's hard enough to get a job, let alone if you've been homeless. I mean, like, the opportunities at low wage, there should be investment into like low, I mean, I'm not a economist or anything, but like an investment into low earning work industries, Because those jobs are still important, and we need yeah, like you said, we need to boost those people and get them spending again.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly, and boost them and to get them spending, and that will help these rich companies as well, because once they spend, who's going to get the money?
Exactly.
The shit that they're spending
and
on,
they're
you're
still,
getting that money.
And they're still working. I mean,
exactly.
Trump would be like, communist, but it's like, dude, that all you're doing is employing someone to make the company that they're working for more money, and it helps them feel
the
better,
that, and the,
but it essentially helps them. So it's like
it keeps the body healthy, the body of our world, the society. You don't want certain parts to be rotting. That's never
but
good.
Then,
let the blood circulate.
But then why do people like Gavin McInnes and Trump and that say, how could they logically disagree with this? That's what I'm asking.
Cause
just rhetoric and bullshit, because it's just,
they haven't thought about it
okay.
properly.
Because I was like libertarian at one point. I'm not some fucking, you know, I'm not some bloody virtue signaling like feelings dude, but this is like economics and like basic stuff. It makes sense.
Dude, nobody's thinking about this shit. Like, I'm telling you, most people are stuck in this, even economists, they're mostly stuck in this paradigms of either you go into the free market system or you go into these nostalgic communist Bolshevik policies. I like literally.
But we're talking about the free market.
No, I know I am. We are. But
yeah.
Like even this theory that I'm talking to you about is extremely undercooked. For A, I'm not an economist, so maybe I might be wrong.
Yeah, obviously you have to cross
but
research.
At least it's something different.
At least
right?
it's an
at
idea.
At least it's something that can, you know, maybe we can work on this.
Mm.
It's different from the existing paradigm of things.
Yeah.
Right? And we can't go back to the same 1950s communism or...
No.
And we definitely know that this free market bullshit has failed. We need to come up with something different. And I feel that maybe this could be it. And if not, then I need more people to come up with good stuff.
Yeah.
There's not many people that are doing good shit.
Exactly. And it's not even... I wouldn't say it's free market bullshit. I would say it needs, like the politicians that represent us, like... A lot of the problems in our society, they just need amending. It's not like we have to abolish a free market system. It's just like have, you know, like amend things so that they're reasonable. And it's not just a matter of taking money from corporations that are making insane amounts of interest. It's about borrowing it. Investing it into people that will help that company anyway because they're employed and they're stopping incentives of people not working. It's not even a radical idea.
No,
this isn't
it's
a radical
an extremely
idea.
Extremely radical idea. Do you know why?
Is this what Bernie's all about?
Well, not really. But dude, I'm telling you, no one's talking about this. The problem with this whole thing is that it's going to face extreme resistance from corporations, because what you're essentially, they would be much more happy for you to tax them. They say, okay, I'm going to give you 20% of my income, but you stay the hell away from my savings. You stay the hell away from my accounts. What I'm saying is, don't give me that 20%. In fact, make me a partner in 100% of your wealth. I'm going to borrow it and I'm going to pay you back, but I get to grab into your pocket, take out hundreds of dollars or thousands or millions or billions of dollars invested with just this one thing that I promise I will pay you back.
But see, governments can't make... Governments aren't inclined to contracts like that, a government body, because governments can change hands. Like, corporations are...
No, but that's why you don't... This can't be like a left or a right thing. This needs to be a consensus from society.
Right, yeah. It'd have to be a bold, big guy. Which is
living,
a good thing.
We're living in like the post-Trump, the age of what is the thing? Age of anarchy or whatever it is.
Anarchy, no.
Well, whatever it is, right? The
postmodern
structure has changed, right? So we obviously need to work on something else. I don't know. It's just some bold idea.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's, you have to start throwing things around, and people have to stop dropping rhetoric of like communists. When people say right wing and left wing, it's like they kind of don't even know what they're talking about in terms of policies. It's like a lot of these things fuse. A lot of these things kind of cross pollinate. A lot of things that are considered left wing are essentially right wing ideas that have been sort of But the word I was using earlier have just been amended, you know?
Yeah. But
it's annoying that everyone has to be, it has to be a sports team. You have to be on your team. Man, it's like,
yeah, you have to, know? And that's the other thing. The first step to this is, before any of this could happen, we need to fix our democracy. So we need to make sure that rich people don't get to call shots by pretending they know how the best society works. What we need to
have—that's common sense too. I mean, like,
literally going back to Athenian democracy of like the poor shall have the government, right? And if elections don't. What we need to find a way to make sure that the poor have government, and once they've got it, then we can convince them. Then we can say, this is what we're thinking of, right? Because they all have one thing in common, the intention to make sure that poor people benefit.
I agree, yeah.
So as long as you've got these other corporations coming into the host, coming into the conversation as well, they'll represent their interests.
It's almost like people think that poor people are just like, ugh, yuck, poor people. It's like, but you don't understand the world. First of all, half the world's poor, but secondly, like, poor people are not poor. Like, they can become middle class. That's what happened to Europe. You know what I mean? Like, everyone was poor. But then, I mean, I'm not going to delve into the history of the world, but, like, they brought themselves, I mean, yes, through capitalist inventions, the Industrial Revolution, blah, 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 but, like, they brought themselves to a point where they could not be poor anymore. And it's like, yeah, mobilizing and allowing people to contribute to the world and to the economy is not a bad thing. I think it'll help. I mean, of course it's not a bad thing. Like, it needs to happen. You can't just ignore people. Like, oh, fuck them. It's like, we're all on the earth. They can actually help. There's a small proportion that are just shitheads. But majoritively, most people want a decent life and to be able to improve themselves. That's like a huge asset, you know?
Yeah.
And it will help them. It will help everyone.
On that upbeat note, we should...
Should we do one more? Let's finish on one more. It's going to be a short one.
It's been like over 2 hours.
Boom! Let's finish on this one. Yeah. It's just chill, and then we'll finish on this one. So, yeah, we're going to split this into two. It's going to be dope.
All right, so
the last one, I've got a song for this, but it was supposed to be for a different segment, but I'm just going to use it anyway. Oh.
Breakfast morning at Metro Lincoln. Don't you just love this too early in the morning?
Welcome to Kid Rock FM at Boston 101.7. We're rocking 7 o'clock straight to midnight with your brother, Dojo Daniel.
Make sure you don't spill that barbecue sauce on your pants. We know you're loving your Egg McMuffin sandwich.
Okay, so just a closing segment. This won't be long. Where is paradise for you? Where would you want to live most in the world?
Damn.
And it's a tough... I was thinking about it before, and I'm like, it's hard to say, but we'll just have one each, and then we can close out.
Dude, as lame as this sounds, in my mind at the moment, like you're going to kill me for this.
Oh, God. But you're going to boil my blood.
Canberra.
I was ready to be furious, but I could never be prepared for the fury that I just had. Damn. That is insane. Why? Because of patriotic. You just want to be patriotic?
No, not for patriotic, because I feel... I don't know.
You want to be involved in the politics. Yeah. Dude, Canberra is boring. If there's one place you want to go in the world to be uninspired by politics, it's Canberra. It's so boring. I've been to Parliament House. It's just like... It's like a giant microwave, and everyone just sits in there, and it's boring.
All right, Fiji. Does that make you happy?
Yes.
I'm going to be bored in Fiji. I wouldn't know what to do.
That's true.
But okay, dude, what's your paradise?
God. You know what? I was going to say, mine's pretty lame, too. And, like, this is... Everyone's probably going to be like, see, he loves Trump. But I was going to say New York. But just because of the vibes, and just because I want to go again, even though it is a huge shithole, I kind of want to do L.A.,
So you want to be an LA douchebag?
I want to be an LA douchebag, and I'll let Kid Rock play us out for that. I don't know. It would just be interesting.
They say it's mad. Like LA, the weather is great. It's like you get to, like, what is LA? Like, it's mostly just movies and shit, so.
Yeah, I mean, I just like the, LA to me is like the world. It has everything. It's like, it has the crappy, it's kind of like Sydney, but on steroids, I think. It's like, has the terrible parts, has the nice parts. It's the push and pull of so many things. It's a clash of civilizations. It's like superficial people, real people, poor people, rich people, really beautiful beaches, terrible, gross, like ghettos. Good music, bad music.
Malibu and Compton.
and also, like, it just seems like, it seems like the most Blade Runner-esque place in the world. So I'd want to discover it.
It probably is.
Yeah.
The most Blade Runner-esque place.
Guys, thanks for sticking with us through this insanely... Well, actually, it's going to be split into two, so it probably won't feel as long. But, yeah, we thought we'd just smash it out while George is away. So we'll have this one and the next one. But hopefully we've come to some good conclusions. What do you think, Ollie?
Dude, we've solved the world.
I think we actually, like, have essentially figured out...
The next 100 years.
Yeah, a lot of... Basically, just put us in power. We won't be corrupt. We'll sort it out. We'll think...
Sure. There's no way Miss Love can be corrupt.
Exactly. And, like, we've both been poor, or are poor. We can... But we're not entitled. So I think that we could do pretty well. But that's not going to happen. So hopefully some people can, I don't know, take it on board.
Damn right. On this jovial note, Miss Love, myself, and Kid Rock.
Love you, Kid.
Wish you a good night, good day, good evening, whatever time you're listening.
Yeah, whatever time you're listening. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, and hope I've given you something to think about. More fart jokes next time.
See ya.